Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I am Ann Baldwin.
And I'm Lisa DeMattis-Lepore.
And we are the hosts of this program, and we love it when we hear from our listeners. We're so happy to be on this station, both at 5:30 a.m. and at 9 o'clock on Sundays. And we're just getting more and more letters and emails. And if you have anything that you'd like to let us know about, I'll give you my personal email address, which is Ann, A-N-N, at baldwinmedia, all one word, .net. And I'll give that out again later on in the show if you want to grab a pen and paper and write it down. So how are you doing? This is Lisa and Ann Raw. So prepare yourselves. Foam the runway, folks. We're going down. Oh, my gosh. Wow. You know, it goes into my book, You Can't Make This Stuff, we'll call it, up. You just can't. What the hell is going on?
I know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch the news.
I know.
It scares me.
It is very scary, and what's going on out there. And I know that, you know, recently, you know, you and I, both the same age, almost ready to rock that 6-0, and we're both dealing with elderly parents.
It's so hard.
And it's something else.
It really is.
It is a battle. I know. I'm going through a lot with my father, too, and, you know, he's going to be 85, like, soon. So, you know, it's the same thing. You know, I'm down in New Haven in the middle of a meeting, and he's calling me from Windsor saying, I can't breathe. What do you do?
Oh, it's so scary.
So, you know, we've been back and forth to the emergency room, and then just the other night I took him to the emergency room and I left him there. It was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I get that phone call at 3:30 in the morning. He's all set and ready to come home. Like, you know, they call you like, good morning, he's ready to come home. Do you not realize it's 3:30 in the freaking morning? I got, you know.
Was he all right?
He was all right. I think it's just a lot of anxiety and,
yeah.
You know, when you do live alone, you think that's a good thing, but I think you get to a certain point where you need to be socialized and around other people that are like-minded. And so anyway, we both continue to go through this journey of elderly parents. And
you want them to be safe. You want them to have a good quality of life and to be around peers and get stimulation and be taken care of in case there's an emergency. Because my mother has one of those alert buttons. But does she wear it? Well, if I remember.
It doesn't have diamonds on it. Can you blame her?
Yeah, but still, even if it did, she wouldn't.
I know it's difficult.
I just don't want anything to happen to her. That's
I know. And then, you know, I'll speak for my dad. You know, he's just, he's difficult. And people say, well, it's because he's getting old. No, it's not. He's been difficult my whole life. So, but it is what it is. I don't mean to complain. We're blessed that we still have our parents in our lives.
We're blessed.
But, you know, then here's my mom, 80, living in, you know, Florida, going to nude beaches and dating and dancing and concerts and what the heck?
What part of Florida is she in?
She's in the middle, Point Siena.
All right.
So she wasn't anywhere near the hurricane. But, my son is also in Tampa, so he didn't know where it was going to hit. But all these things that, you know, we're trying to juggle so many balls. Everybody is. You got so many, you worry about your kids, whether your kids had just gone back to school and all the crazy things that are going on with that and weather situations and trying to run a business or make a living or, you know, it's just everything just piles up.
It's a lot. It's a lot of balls in the air and, you know, and there's something to be said about, you know, doing the work that we do because we expect that. You know, we expect that, right? But it's after work where I really don't want,
I know. Leave me alone.
No, I just want, work time. Family is key. Mm-hmm. Good friends are key. Mm-hmm. Enjoy taking care of yourself and doing the things that you need to do to refocus and, you know, it's all about balance. But when you're dealing with getting out of work and you have elderly people, you know, parent or other concerns, which everyone that's listening does.
Right.
Right. Everyone's, you know, we're blessed. However, it's just, it's, you just never know.
No. And I set like two nights a week, you know, I go to Zumba at 6:45 on a Monday and a Friday. And I'm like, those times are sacred. Those I want for me to go able to, you know, do my little dances and try and stay in somewhat of good shape. Right. And even those have gotten rocked lately. You know, somebody has taken that time for me. And I said to myself this week, that's it. I don't care what happens. Mondays and Fridays at 6:45, I'm out for an hour. Whatever it is can
just wait.
Just wait. 1 hour, right? Because I also feel that I need to respond quickly. I'm just a problem solver. And everything's immediate to me. I got to get it done. Got to get it done now. But it's not always realistic. And you put too much on yourself when you do that.
Yeah, you definitely.
You know what my daughter said to me? And it's so cool when it turns around that your daughter actually can, you know, like Nico does to you, give you advice. And she said, Mom, you know what she does every morning? She instead of her to-do list, she writes her annoying list. What's on her head? What's annoying her? What does she need to get done?
Oh, wow.
Four or five things. And then she marks them off her annoying list.
I like that.
I do, too.
I like that a lot.
Right. So, like, recently, I'm like, okay, we talked about this earlier. We're going to be 60. I'm like, what's my plan? What's my financial plan? When am I going to retire? People are starting to ask me that now, all of a sudden. When are you going to retire? I probably never will. Because, one, health insurance is ridiculous.
I know. It's
and
crazy.
The cost of living is crazy. But anyway, so I said, okay, I'm going to get myself some, because I own my own business, some disability insurance and some life insurance and blah, blah, blah. So I go through this whole process, and it's a pain in the ass because you got to meet with these people and go through all this, and I don't like that stuff. So then my guy calls me and goes, well, everything's good except for your disability insurance. You've been denied. I go, why? He goes, I don't know. They won't tell me. It's confidential. They'll send you a letter. He goes, usually people get denied, which I thought was interesting, if they're obese or in poor health.
Okay.
And one thing I'm not is obese.
That's for sure.
So I'm like, what in the hell could it be? So yesterday, I get the letter. Guess what it is?
What?
They wrote me this letter, and they said, you've been denied because we checked with your primary care physician, and because of your past history of alcoholism.
No.
We will not give you disability insurance.
I
can you believe it?
No.
So you know what I thought, you've got to be kidding me. First, I'm pissed at my primary care for disclosing that, but it's in the chart. If they have to see the chart, it's in the chart. So God forbid somebody out there goes for help for, let's say you want to quit smoking. So you go for smoking cessation or whatever, and it's on your chart, and you go to get health insurance. Well, you were a smoker. We're going to deny you. So my thing is, I'm not telling my primary care physician anything anymore. Or if I'm going to say, don't put that on my chart.
I know, but wow, that seems strange.
It doesn't matter how much time you've put together, how well you've done at your sobriety. They wrote the word, because you are an alcoholic, we are denying your claim. Northwest Mutual.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
I can't. No.
That's what you get.
That's crazy.
You know?
I don't know.
But see, if I were still an alcoholic and I didn't tell anybody and I applied for it, it wouldn't be on my chart and I could probably get disability insurance. How cool is that?
So
is that messed up or what?
I don't get it.
It's just.
I don't get it. So they're categorizing. You mean they're categorizing you. Oh, now all of a sudden it's a disease. You have to love it. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Alcoholism isn't a disease. It is.
Yes, it is.
I know.
Right. Right.
I know. I know. But I'm saying you're in good health. But other people, they will give insurance to who could be healthy and have some catastrophic. I'm thinking of someone I know that was so healthy and wonderful, and now he's dealing with, you know, major heart issues. Never had an issue. Now he's on a transplant list.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're all of a sudden, I don't know, people know because that's a mark against you. I don't get it.
I don't either. Yeah, my dad worked for the state for years. He was a corrections officer, and they love to see him coming because everything is covered. I mean, there you go. There's an advantage right there to doing what he did for so many years. You know, I call because he'd been in the ambulance so many times. I call, is this one covered? They're all covered, lady. You can quit calling us. Just let him go in the ambulance. Good.
Wow.
And then the rest of us. me, self-insured. Anyway, I don't mean to turn it into poor me, but it just, I couldn't believe it. Because, you know, I was sitting there thinking, what could it be? What is it that they saw on my chart that threw me off the list, you know? And that, I was shocked when that was, that was the one. But upward and onward we go.
That's it. Upward and onward, my dear.
So, and Nico's back at school, senior year. You're going to be an empty nester.
I'm not looking forward to it.
No.
I have mixed feelings about it.
It's weird.
It's more because people are that I work with or know are telling me about their kids going off to college and then how drastically they change and they come back. And that super sense of real independence is like, you definitely, like to their parent, I know what's best and you don't know and I'm going to do what I want to do.
What, he hasn't done that yet? My kids did that in high school.
Not brief, very brief moments, but we've just been spoiled, I think.
Yeah.
But truthfully, he needs to fly and we're looking at schools and we have a tour. We have some tours coming up to look at colleges. He's sitting for another SAT in October, even though he did well. He wants to take it again, so we're going to do that. And but it's I can't believe he's going to be 17, my baby. How did this happen?
Yeah, I know it goes.
I can remember saying he's 5 years old, and now I'm just going to say he's 17.
Yeah,
that's nuts. And I don't know if I told you this. We went to take senior pictures, class pictures, and we went to the studio. And I was like one proud mama. And the photographer said, "Does he ever take a bad picture? Look at all these pictures. I don't have to retake anything." Right? It was really sweet. So they took pictures with the soccer ball and graduate and senior and I can't wait for these pictures to come back. But it's a big year for him.
Oh, it is. I remember exciting. My senior year of high school. It was fantastic. And then, you know, doing your tours and getting that, you know, acceptance letter, and it's such a rite of passage. There aren't many memorable milestones that I can recall. I mean, but that certainly was one of them. And I'll just never forget my family moving me into my dorm. And
I know.
Oh, my gosh. It seems like yesterday, but that's it. Life flies by. That's why you have to try to embrace every moment of it, you know?
Yeah, I know. But I guess we'll get there, and it's hard to believe. One of my really good friends, I remember when we went to the high school, and the principal was talking to us about, you know, the graduating class of 2020. And you see that parking lot out there, parents? Someday your kids are going to be parked there. And I looked at my girlfriend and said, "Do you realize in 2020 I'll be 60? And she's like, "Shut the front door." I'm like, "Yes, I'm going to be that." She goes, "Well, it's not here yet." And so I talked to her the other day and I said, "Do you remember?" And she's like, "We're still not there yet." I'm like, "Okay." But it's all good. He's healthy. He's happy. And
he's a good kid.
He's really
And, you know, all we can do is build a strong foundation, right? I always looked at it that way. It's like, try to build the strongest foundation that I can. And then what they build on top of that is, you know, with our direction, hopefully. And, you know, there's some zigs and zags, but they figure it out.
I know.
They really do. I remember my son when he got his first real job out of college, and he said, "Mom, now I know what you're talking about as far as some of my politics and my feelings about government," because he saw all the taxes and everything that were taken out and, you know, had to start paying for things on his own. And you talk about a kick in the shorts. That's it. Yeah, it's a real reality check.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. So talk up a little bit about this conference that you've got coming up here.
So every year the Connection has a conference, and this year it's going to be held on Monday, October 21st from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Wesleyan University. We have it at the USDAN University Center, and we are featuring two really well-known speakers, Tony Arcane and Dr. John Woodall is going to be there, and we're going to be talking about resilience, and we're really looking forward to it, and we are hoping that you know, folks from the community will join. You can do that. You can go to our website at theconnectioninc.org. Again, theconnectioninc.org, and join us for that day to hear these two renowned speakers. And
so what do you expect people to walk out of there with?
A sense of, Toni Arcane is one of the ladies that's speaking, and she's really poignant about her passage with addiction and recovery and the resilience, her own personal resilience to, you know, go from, you know, one spectrum of her life to the other on a really positive way and how she got there. And it's just really inspiring. And I think it talks about, in general, this whole conference is about, we all have resilience. I know you can relate to this, right? We all do. And sometimes we don't think that we do, but we adjust to circumstances. We adjust to our environment. We adjust to changes. We just talked about, we have to be resilient with elderly parents, but life is about being really resilient. Even when you feel like you're not really in that moment, you are. And so it's really an inspiring conference about working with people in addiction or knowing people in addiction and recovery, but also it taps into your own personal resilience in any difficult situation, how eventually you do rise to the challenge, right? And how we get there. And so I think people will walk away with cultivating resilience and what it really means to have strong interpersonal skills to deal with life.
You know, we just talked to Lisa about taking time out for yourself.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity to do that, because I love it when I take time, you know, whether it's going to church and I listen to the message and I leave there thinking things through a little bit differently, you know. And so if you can take a day for yourself, this is a perfect opportunity to do that. You don't have to be a person in recovery or a person who's in addiction, but we know somebody, and just do it for yourself. And it's Monday, October 21st from 9 a.m. to 3:30. Again, it's at Wesleyan University. You can go to theconnectioninc.org. If you'd like more information on this conference, it really is a good use of your time. Just go there. You know, it's funny because, I follow you on social media and we have fun back and forth. And I noticed that a lot of the things and a lot of the sayings that you put up on your social media, it's a lot of what is said in recovery.
I know.
You put the Serenity Prayer up there. You put these little sayings that you know, I've learned through my recovery process. And when my daughter comes out here and visits from Texas, she'll often go to a meeting with me. And we'll leave that meeting, and I let her kind of start the conversation. She goes, you know, everybody should go to meetings because there's so much you get out of it. You know, just taking that time to listen to other people talk and go through their issues and their things. And support each other. Unconditionally support each other.
I know.
You know, that's what I love about the program, and that's what I love about, you know, these types of things where it really gives you something to think about. You know, we've all got our stuff. And one of the things I've said before on the show, and if you've heard it before, I apologize, but it's worth repeating. When I was sitting at a meeting one night, this guy said, look, if we all took our stuff and we put it in the middle of the table, and then you had the option, Lisa, you could take someone else's stuff, or you could take your stuff back.
I'd take my stuff.
You'd take your stuff back.
I know. Well, that's when they say everyone's fighting their own battle. You know, it has nothing to do with the way you look or where you live or how you appear. It's just a front cover, but people really don't know what's going on or what made you who you are. People assume a lot of things, but they're most time we're totally off base.
You know, and I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. If someone's just nasty or they flip me off when I'm driving, or I'm like, you know what, that person's probably got things going on in their life and they're miserable. So I try to give them a break. You know, I no longer get frustrated when I'm behind a school bus that stops every 5 seconds, because I think, what if my little 7-year-old granddaughter was on that school bus? I pretend she's on that school bus. Now I'm behind the school bus. Am I going to get mad when it stops?
No.
So it's just putting everything in perspective and trying to keep it together. Because as we do go by, and I think life goes by so quickly, I know I look back, I go back especially to my Channel 30 days when I worked there. And, you know, some days my outfit just wasn't the right outfit, and I heard about it. Or I looked tired, and I heard about it. Or my kids had a concert that night and they said, oh, just go live in Bridgeport tonight. Why? Because my kid has a concert. And I look at those people, you know, at points in my career there that just made my life miserable. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was downtown Lou Brown. Love him.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, Lou's the best. And he listens to our show occasionally. So if you're out there, Lou, thanks for listening. But he said to me, he goes, Annie, I got advice for you. What are these people going to mean to you 10 years from now? I said, nothing. Well, then don't let them get under your skin now. Just put your head up and move on. And try to keep your mouth shut.
That's so funny.
It was true because I just one of those people that you push my button and I'm gonna go. You know, I take it for a little bit and then I implode or explode or whatever it might be. But that was such great advice because then I look back at these little germs that were so miserable and made my life miserable temporarily and I think, yeah, it's not worth it.
No.
It's not worth it. But there's so many distractions. It's trying just to stay on that path and keep focused. And that's why things like this conference, too, cultivating resilience, you know, why not? So if you want more information on this conference, and again, it's going to be some great speakers and some great inspiration and camaraderie. Is that how you say
that? Yes.
Ooh, I said it right.
You did.
You can go to theconnectioninc.org. And for those people who grabbed your pen and paper, and I said I'd give you the email address if you want to send us a note, say hello. We would appreciate it. We always like to see what you folks have to say about this program. And that email address is ann@baldwinmedia.net. Did you see, speaking of social media, did you see my little granddaughter is a cheerleader?
That is so
cute. Oh, my gosh. She's so cute.
The blue and white. I can't take
it. But I can't. She FaceTimed me the other night from Texas, and she's showing me some of the cheers that they do. And it's like wiggle, 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 and all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't think that's appropriate.
She's so cute.
She's so funny because
Do you have a wedding coming up too? Is your daughter getting married?
She is gonna. She's announced a date. It's gonna be October of 2021.
Awesome.
So I'll be 60.
Oh, stop it!
Stop
that's
it! I know.
Year.
So yes, that's gonna be fun. So we get to start planning that, and she's got a great guy this time.
That's
second
awesome.
Time's a charm, I guess they say.
That's so, what they say.
But yeah, he's a really good guy and he comes from a great family and he's great.
He's
more
adorable.
Importantly, he's great with my granddaughter. And to me, if you love my daughter and you're good to my grandkid, that's all that matters. And if not,
bye-bye.
Look out.
Look out.
Because
Grandma Aunt.
Grammy Annie's
Grammy
coming.
Grammy Ann is coming.
Annie, get your gun.
That's it.
No. So this was fun. You know, sometimes it's just good to catch up with our listeners and, you know, it's our own little therapy session, right,
it
Lisa?
It totally is.
Because there's so much on your plate on a day-to-day basis.
You
know, at The Connection, you run so many great programs. And
I love it.
You do love it. And you've worked your way up the ranks there. And I love people like that. I love people that, you know, started in a spot and were good at what they did, but were so good at what they did, they just kept rising and rising and rising. And now look what you've done with this and continue to do with this organization.
Yeah, we're making some really great,
unbelievable,
great changes. Our motto is nothing changes if nothing changes. So we're on to some additional important changes moving forward, and it's exciting.
It really is.
Things can never stay the same. I have to look at improvement along the way and things that we need to do and tools that the staff need. And we're always, you know, changing workflows and building new relationships and thinking about how we can better treat the citizens in Connecticut.
That's right. And, you know, we've had so many of the folks that work for The Connection on this program, their area of expertise, their passion and compassion for what they do. It's unbelievable.
They're
but, you know, we have had people that said it's the culture that you've created, you know, and they appreciate that too. So if you want more information on The Connection and any other programs, again, the website is theconnectioninc.org. Well, it's been a great time. We hope you enjoyed this program, and for now we'll bid our adieu and see you next time, same place, same time, right here on
The Connection at WTIC News Talk 1080.
Way up high. Mm-hmm.